heart of the crisis that has become known as post-truth politics. And in this uncertain new world, attitudes towards quantitative expertise have become increasingly divided. From one perspective, grounding politics in statistics is elitist, undemocratic, and oblivious to people's emotional investments in their community and nation. It is just one more way that privileged people in London, Washington DC, or Brussels seek to impose their worldview on everybody else. From the opposite perspective, statistics are quite the opposite of elitist. They enable journalists, citizens, and politicians to discuss society as a whole, not on the basis of anecdote, sentiment, or prejudice, but in ways that can be validated. The alternative to quantitative expertise is less likely to be democracy than an unleashing of tabloid editors and demagogues to provide their own truth of what is going on across society. Is there a way out of this polarization? Must we simply choose between a politics of facts and one of emotions? Or is there another way of looking at this situation? One way is to view statistics through the lens of their history. We need to try and see them for what they are. Neither unquestionable truths nor elite conspiracies, but rather as tools designed to simplify the job of government, for better or worse. Viewed historically, we can see what a crucial role statistics have played in our understanding of nation-states and their progress. This raises the alarming question of how, if at all, we will continue to have common ideas of society and collective progress should statistics fall by the wayside.